not kneeling, in this act, to be specific.
That was squatting.
That's squatting. You never used the word hunker.
No. Well, I have heard the term used hunker down.
Hunker down.
Hunker down. I've heard that term, but that was used occasionally, yeah. Hunker down.
Mostly. But if you saw men do that today, they'd be squatting.
They'd be squatting.
If a child went to the teacher with some stories about another child, that child would be known
as... He was a tattletale.
Tattletale?
Yes, a tattletale tits. Your shum shall be split. Tattletale tits, your tongue. That's what we'd holler at him, and he'd tell him, tattletale tits, your tongue will be split.
The act of turning on the grass over and over.
Somersets.
And...
Somersault.
How about going swimming? What words do you use for swim? I swam.
Yeah, swim across the river.
Mm-hmm. And how about dive?
Dove. You dove in.
Uh-huh.
And I heard one fellow say he dove in.
I'm interested in this old boy.
The high water got up around his house down here. He told me one time, I said, how's the high water? He said, man, I could have dived in off the back porch.
Uh-huh.
Could have dived. He's an illiterate, uneducated bird.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, those verb forms go back
to they do.
The 17th century. And I think what's happened is that people simply have used them, and they've been handed down, and they just haven't been changed correctly.
Well, that boy told me he could have dived in the river off his back porch. Well, that's a good word up in the Blue Ridge Mountains, div.
Sure. And as you can trace it by rhyme schemes to England, and they were
And there's no such word up there as deaf, it's deaf.
Uh-huh.
It's deaf. You take the famous Texas scout war for Mexican independence, it was Deaf Smith.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, he's written up in this month's magazine, Deep Smith. Yeah,
right.
And it wasn't Deaf Smith, it was Deep Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Famous scout, spy.
It's odd how people will preserve architecture and be really very proud of old forms, you know, but the school teachers at blame, the old forms in language tend to be pushed out.
Well, they got so engrossed with this speaking good English, they pushed all those old words out of the language entirely.
Right.
Like I was telling you about the boy, he seen him and taken after him. Boy, that teacher was horrified. Oh, boy, did she light in on him. And of course he knew better. He was just doing meanness.
When it came time to meet girls, what was the process known as? If you became interested in a girl, somebody would say, well, I hear he's what?
He'd either shining up to her, coating.
Uh-huh.
What else did he use? I know shining up, they use that term. What else?
What would she be known as, his?
Well, we use the same word then as steady as they use now. They were going steady. They use her steady.
And she would be his girlfriend, his sweetheart, or I wonder what he would be to her. How would she would refer to him?
I've often heard him say, "He's her boy Friday." Boy Friday.
Uh-huh.
Robinson Crusoe.
Mm-hmm.
He's her boy Friday.
You think they use girlfriend, boyfriend, or not so much?
We never used, back when we didn't use that expression, girlfriend and boyfriend. That came on later, I suppose, because we didn't use those words.
So he would be her steady and...